I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message.
What are we solving for you? Or, better yet, what is our mixed family solving for you? It's Text Roulette, Elizabeth and Radar. All you have to do is text in at 414-432-1099. Something bugging you? We'll try and help you. Or maybe our mixed family can help you too. We will spin the wheel.
42.
Landing on number 42 as I scroll through here.
We are scrolling way back.
Yeah, we are a little bit. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Can I just say, though, while Radar's reading this text to make sure that we don't Ron Burgundy ourselves on the radio, that's what's so great about this AI wheel. Like, you could text last night, yesterday. You never know what number we're going to land on.
2 minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly.
This one is actually titled Text Roulette. I like this. And that way we know, this is a text roulette. How does an adult child reason with their parent when the parent pushes their overbearing viewpoints, like veganism and religious views?
Oh, boy.
Okay, this is getting pretty deep in the weeds here.
What religious group has a lot of vegans in it?
I don't know. It's just religious
views. I know
for
the Catholics, we're not really supposed to eat fish on Friday.
It's their overbearing
viewpoints. Oh, no, we're not supposed to eat meat on Friday. It's why we eat the fish.
Well, this is a parent who, it kind of treats almost every day like a Friday, like a Catholic and Friday, except no fish either. How does an adult child reason with their parent when the parent pushes their overbearing viewpoints? Veganism, religious views, sounds like there's a lot more. There's just two examples there.
Right.
How do you reason with a parent? It's kind of hard to. My mom, who doesn't drive, and I'm driving her everywhere nowadays, it's hard to say, back in the day, Ma, that I don't care. That's how we did it when I was. You were little, and even before you were born, that's what happened. I know, but the world has changed. It's kind of hard to reason with them. You just kind of have to find a common ground, and then just as soon as they agree with you, you're like, okay, fine. But this sounds like it's directed right at the texture.
And almost like it's attacking, saying
like attacking.
The way
you're
living your life is wrong, and this is the right way. And that's tough. That's tricky because you're an adult. You have the freedom to make your own choices and decisions. Oh, and not knowing the age of this mixed listener, are you living in your own house? Are you living under their roof? Because I would say the biggest thing is perspective and boundaries. Understand where their perspective is, and both can be right. You can want to eat meat and have a big old steak at a Bartolotta's restaurant, and that's what you want to order, and then your family member can order something vegan, and they're right to do that. But if it's crossing a line where it's getting mean and disrespectful, you do have the ability to put up those boundaries. And coming from a really, really big family, everyone's got opinions about everything. And it's hard when you're younger to hear that sometimes because you want to feel as if I'm doing well for myself and I'm making these good choices.
Yeah, don't worry.
And then
about
someone
me.
That you love and respect comes at you and says, I wouldn't do that. Why would you move to that neighborhood? Why would you not send your kids to those schools?
I mean,
you're gonna hear it forever, by the way.
I call it the you should type of parent. You know what you should do? You know what you should do? You should go to bed earlier.
I can remember planning my wedding, and there were so many opinions.
Everyone should get married on a Friday night. It's cheaper. Okay.
Which my first wedding was, because it was cheaper. Thank you very much. But I can remember I got to a point saying to people, like, are you paying for it? Because you should really be paying for that bar bill now that you're telling me everything we need to have at the wedding.
I think that's the answer to have.
It's a little snarky, but...
No, I think it's good. I think a snarky answer is a good answer. So you could say, oh, would you like to drive?
Well, okay.
Which I'll kind of do with my wife.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But that's
would you like
just,
to drive? Because I don't know where I'm going.
That's just pouring a little bit of gasoline on that fire. And then you're looking for an argument. And if that's what this mixed listener isn't looking for, acknowledge their experience. Be clear about your boundaries. Be respectful. Unless you want this to be a fight. If you want to go back and forth. Again, they're not going to see your side. You're not going to see their side. And again, both sides can be true and can be right, but you have to exist with this person in the same space. So do you want there to be that kind of tension?
Yeah.
Try to find common ground. What do you all agree on? The Packers are so much better than the Bears. Radar even knows that to be true as a Bears fan.
I have never agreed with that. I don't even know what you're talking about. Is somebody else in the studio talking? I thought I was doing the show myself today. I didn't even hear that.
Okay.
Did you say something about football?
So this is how we're trying to help out this mixed listener. We're trying to help them with the overbearing parents. And what would you say to them? How can you handle this situation? Anything that we're missing here?
It's an adult child, and they want to reason with their parent when the parent pushes their overbearing viewpoints. They gave a few examples, but there's probably a lot more, and that's why they're texting in.
And I'm hearing this also from the perspective now of having a child that is about to turn 20, so officially an adult, and trying to not be that and not be pushing too much of, you should have a schedule, and this is what worked for us, and trying to recognize how are we showing up for our son so that we aren't the overbearing parents when there does come these big major life decisions where you want to be there when they need the advice, but not... It's hard sometimes.
Oh, it's difficult.
You know, with your three adult kids.
I have three adult
so
kids, and it's
hard sometimes to sit there and be like, oh my gosh, this is not how you should be doing this, and this is going to totally backfire, and why are you studying so late when you have drill this weekend, and you're going to be tired?
Are you kidding me? That's
nothing.
You can't
say anything.
Studying is nothing. It's when, you know, they start going to the bars, they Uber to the bar, and their phone dies, and they have no way to contact another Uber, and they walk home from South Milwaukee to Oak Creek. Bones. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And then he tells me the story later, and I go, you did... You know
Wait,
what?
He walked from where to where?
I get it. I've done things like that before.
Where did he walk from?
Spirits in South Milwaukee. Over to 6th and Drexel.
What?
With his buddy.
Because his phone was dead?
Push? I can't remember what his buddy's nickname is. They're both of their phones died. They're at the bar and they're like, we should really get an Uber home. Oh no, our phones are dead. And how do you get an Uber when your cell is dead? So they
again,
just decided, we're going to start walking. And then, as a parent,
aren't you sitting there going like, I would never have let my phone die. I would absolutely have a backup charger. And that's when... Eric and I, when we're in our room at night, go, remember the dumb stuff that
exactly.
we did?
Exactly! You can't push
we
that.
We can never tell Brayson we did such dumb stuff. I hitchhiked home one time with a guy I didn't know.
Come on.
Don't do that, kids.
No.
Bad choices.
No, exactly. How does an adult child reason with their parent when the parent pushes their overbearing viewpoints? 414-432-1099.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Text roulette this morning. An adult child wants to reason with their parent because the parent pushes their overbearing viewpoints, especially veganism and religious views. It's Elizabeth and Radar and psychologist Linda. What do you think?
Parents are parents. They're going to state their view no matter what. You just sit there, listen to it, say what you want to say, and move on.
You have to move on? Just kind of turn the other cheek?
Well, and doesn't it kind of sound like, in a way, too, that this is a listener that's really taking it personally? And I understand it's your parents, but you have to just be okay with making a decision that you in your heart of hearts feel is right, that not everybody in your life is going to be okay with. And that takes some growing and maturing, perhaps. Again, you want to be good by, do good by your parents, but you have to understand that they need to learn to also trust your choices, too. Unless you're harming yourself or doing something illegal. That's a different story, but I don't think we're dealing with that. We're talking about religion and veganism.
Yeah, right.
They want to order a steak.
You're your own person. When you grow up, you need to make mistakes. Your parents made them. You need to learn from it. Parents try to help their kids not make the same mistake. That's just the way the world works.
We have to let the little bird fly out of the nest, and if it hits the ground, it hits the ground.
Yeah,
you can't be carrying it all the time.
So hard to do sometimes. Okay, so psychologist Linda, you have a lot of kids, and you're kind of the mom all the friends come and talk to and everything and get your advice. What was one of the toughest situations that you had to sit back as a parent and say, you know what, I'm going to just let you go through this, knowing full well probably wasn't going to go well, and they'd come running back to say, I messed up and I need your help.
When my granddaughter did exactly what my son did.
Which was what? We're amongst friends and family. You can share it.
Make him a grandfather at 40.
Woo! Okay.
Another fear that I have. I think every parent's like, oh gosh, really? Just be smart. Make good choices. And so how did you handle that?
Needless to say, I was not happy because when my son did it to me, I was just livid. He was just graduated high school.
Mm. Yeah.
And then a year and a half later, out comes the granddaughter.
Well, awesome.
And same thing happened to her.
And how did you, the tough conversations to have, and I don't know anybody listening whose family hasn't been through something like that. How did you handle it?
I tried to tell, she's the type of person where you can talk to, you're blue in the face, and she doesn't listen to you. She's 23 years old, and she thinks she knows everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do. They hit, I think know-it-all age is around 13, 14, and then it just sticks with them. Because you hit that know-it-all age, you're like, oh, good, I've done my parenting. You know everything. Awesome. I'll just back off.
Let me tell you, when they're in their early 20s, they're still in that know-it-all age.
Yeah. Well, so is everything working out now, though? I mean, okay, you get through that. Has everything worked out pretty well so far? I mean, more mouths to feed.
I call him her husband because they've been together for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing okay, but my son bought another house, so they had a place to live, and he helps them with money and stuff when they should be standing on their own 2 feet.
Yeah. Well, and back to the original question here of how do you handle these overbearing parents and things. Again, it's that perspective. Try to remember where they are coming from. And if this is a good, healthy, loving relationship, it's just that they care. There's love and there's fear when it comes from being a parent. Both things are existing a lot of times at the exact same time. And that's could be what's showing up here right now. But if things get escalated, try to have a conversation when people can be more composed, because nothing's going to get solved if people are upset and angry. And try to, again, have those boundaries. But just remember where perhaps they are coming from.
And learn from it so that you don't say, I'm never going to be like my mother or my father.
Because you always do.
When you get to that point, yeah.
You always do. And we learn from Radar Sun, have your cell phones charged all the time so you're not walking from South Milwaukee to Oak Creek then, in the middle of the night.
Then you hear the story the next day and you go,
here's
what?
Here's a good one for you in closing.
Okay.
My mother-in-law had said to me once, you're going to get diabetes and high blood pressure from the way you eat. And I looked at her and I said, well, I'm going to die happy, aren't
I? It is what it is.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Mic drop from psychologist Linda.
That's more the Radar response. Yeah. Be a little snarky and see where that gets you to.
Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Linda. And we have messages coming in here on the text line also that say, a great way to handle pushy people is a neutral catchphrase. When my mom makes suggestions, I just tell her, quote, it's on the list.
Oh, there you
go. Add it to the list.
Boom.
And here's another one, another message that came in to the text line that said, my heart goes out to you. It's tough to be an adult when you have these conversations. Just know that they love you, but you have a right to make whatever decision is right for you.
There you go. All set. Mic drops all over the place.
Thank you so much, everybody, for reaching out and helping out this mixed listener this morning. And what question do you have going on in your life, in your brain, that you want questions answered? Get those questions into the text line. It's anonymous at 414-432-1099.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.